Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, it's a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, peaceful Friday. Yesterday, we had on a couple of live first-hand witnesses from the Capitol and the events. We had on Larvita McFarkler, Steve Lahr, Molly Wenzel, on the ground reporting the truth from D.C. as they saw it. I was with Richard Mack. Richard Mack played a little bit the devil's advocate, but he was providing a police officer's point of view on the thing. I kind of played the middleman, if you will, kind of brought everybody together and said, hey, you know what? You guys might kind of feel differently on some of these topics, but it's because of your experiences and your positions and your circumstances. And, you know, hey, there's multiple truths to things sometimes. We talked about who the heck are the rioters that stormed the U.S. Capitol. Were Antifa and BLM supporters among the rioters and revelers? They make it sound like it was all Trump supporters. Molly Wenzel, quote, this was an intentional setup. Media was not live and communications were intentionally shut down. We talked about Mike Pence tells Congress he will not reject the Electoral College votes. Donald Trump calling Trump a coward. Donald Trump calling Pence a coward. I agree with Trump. Pence did not do what's right. He betrayed, in my opinion, the people and the president. But, of course, he's a swamp monster, and he's been in government for a long time, and what do you expect? They must capitulate while President Trump's on his way out, or they're in big, big, big never to be in the circles of the swamp again if they don't capitulate. We also talked about Capitol chaos. Mike Pence evacuated as protesters, stormed the building, shots fired, cops used tear gas and more. Lawmakers had to scramble and leave and don gas masks, but they went. And at 4 in the morning, isn't it interesting? Every time something bad happens in America, it happens near Christmas, in the example of the passage of the Federal Reserve, or at night, in the middle of the night, bad things happen too. And at 4 in the morning, they went ahead and said, hey, yeah, Joe Biden takes the cake. Now discussions of vote fraud are not even on the table, are they? Just insurrections and all Donald Trump supporters are the enemy and the bad guys. Instantly with a boom. False flag, you may say. I personally think so, and evidence is mounting to be the case, but will that narrative ever tell the tale? It will on Liberty Roundtable Live, I can promise you that. Vice President Mike Pence, this attack on our Capitol will not be tolerated. Senator Rand Paul, violence and mob rule is wrong and un-American. We agree with all those statements. Barack Obama, though, blames conservative media ecosystem. Think about that. Barack Obama blames conservative media ecosystem after rioters storm Capitol. But who done it's the real question. What's going on? Twitter and Facebook locked out Donald Trump and they're working on the indefinite part of that. I guess the Democrats got Senate control because the two Democrats supposedly won in Georgia. But Georgia has signs of election fraud repeated in the Senate runoff election. Scary stuff, folks. I'm telling you right now, very serious. Serious issues indeed. Second hour firsthand of witness reporting continued. Biden victory certified by Congress. Trump now plans peaceful transition. Does that mean Trump concedes defeat? Wow. Ashley Babbitt, 14-year U.S. veteran, killed by Washington, D.C. police. Yeah. Biden says it's not a protest. It's an insurrection. Donald Trump tells protesters to go home in peace. Representative Ilhan Omar announced she was drawing up articles of impeachment against President Trump. The Department of Defense officials says, hey, the National Guard was activated in Washington by Pence, not by Trump. Well, then Trump kind of counters that narrative in his speech. We'll get to that right now. President Trump speaks to the nation. Is this a concession speech? Listen to it.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay. We have just been through an intense election, and emotions are high. But now tempers must be cooled and calm restored. We must get on with the business of America. My campaign vigorously pursued every legal avenue to contest the election results. My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote. In so doing, I was fighting to defend American democracy. I continue to strongly believe that we must reform our election laws to verify the identity and eligibility of all voters and to ensure faith and confidence in all future elections. Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power. This moment calls for healing and reconciliation. 2020 has been a challenging time for our people. A menacing pandemic has upended the lives of our citizens, isolated millions in their homes, damaged our economy, and claimed countless lives. Defeating this pandemic and rebuilding the greatest economy on earth will require all of us working together. It will require a renewed emphasis on the civic values of patriotism, faith, charity, community, and family. We must revitalize the sacred bonds of love and loyalty that bind us together as one national family. To the citizens of our country, serving as your president has been the honor of my lifetime. And to all of my wonderful supporters, I know you are disappointed, but I also want you to know that our incredible journey is only just beginning. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
There it is. Some say Donald capitulated. Others say it was a concede speech. Others say no, it wasn't. Time will tell. He's got something up his sleeve. I personally think he should not have caved. I think it's a disappointment in President Trump. I'm very disappointed. I know we need to heal as a nation, and I also, in no uncertain terms, completely condemn the violence and the breaking of the law. However, there still is vote fraud, and it's not even on the table for discussion hardly anymore. Sad to say. All right, I've got a girl named Jane, a lady named Jane, who was at the Capitol live when all this was happening, and she's got a very fascinating story to tell, completely different from the narrative of the mainstream press. Jane, are you there?
My name is Victoria.
Oh, I was going to call you somebody else on purpose.
Oh, no, you can call me my real name, name, because it's already out there.
All right, no problem. Then Victoria, ladies and gentlemen, I was trying to protect her because they're trying to round up everybody and say everybody's guilty of insurrection. So I was trying to be careful. Victoria, I appreciate that. You're free to say whatever you want on the radio. And that is her real name, by the way. She just told you that. Let's hear your story, Victoria.
Excuse me, Sam. This is Larvita. I wanted to say to you one thing real fast.
Sure.
That Victoria is a true hero, that she personally stopped you and Tifa, BLM members, from breaking into the White House, breaking glass. There's video of it, that she was at the state capitol, that she stopped to BLM and Tifa people from going in there. She's not going to say that she's a hero, but I just wanted to get out there that she is really a true hero, that she had the courage to do that. So I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine. So that basically the story is that there was Antifa.
Yes.
There were criminals there who had evil intent, who literally were trying to turn a peaceful Trump supporter rally into a criminal event, an insurrectionist event. Victoria was there, and she literally tried to stop them. Anyway, yep. We'll let her tell her story, but I only called her Jane because I wanted to protect her, but she's free to say what she wants. We're never the ones to back away. So go ahead, Victoria. Let's hear your story.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me on. And, you know, from the little bits that I'm hearing, I haven't been on the internet a whole lot, but from what I'm hearing, they're twisting this narrative. They're twisting the truth and putting out a false narrative. So when we got there early in the morning, we the streets were just full of patriots peacefully walking to what is it called,
the National
the
Mall.
Uh huh. What'd you say?
Yeah, the National Mall.
Yep, the National Mall. So to go see Trump, and you know, a lot of people are starting to wake up to the fact that the timing doesn't make sense, because when we were watching Trump, he was still on the stage at, 1:13. He was on the stage at 1:13 p.m., but the news was reporting that the Capitol was breached at, 12, right? And if that's the case, why wasn't Trump taken off stage? Why wasn't the streets locked down so that patriots and people couldn't get to the state capitol if that was the case? So after Trump's speech, and we all just walked peacefully to the Capitol, and we take our time. We saw Pete Hegseth. We just saw people out in the street, and we were just walking. The crowd was ahead of us. Then we hear a lot of police go by, and we're close now to the Capitol. And when we get there, we see a lot of people. And there were no police blocking off the street. There were no police. Even though we saw the cars go by, none of the police were out of their cars or even parked around the Capitol at all. They didn't even go there. So where did they go? If it was breached and it was a big issue, like they're claiming, then why was there no police to stop the rest of the people from going
there?
Yeah,
and why didn't somebody go to the rally quickly and say, hey, guys, you shouldn't go to the Capitol. There's some crazy people over there. We don't know what's going on. We know most of you people are peaceful. You've been peaceful at this event. Or, police on the streets when you walk from block to block saying, hey, guys, listen, this is the problem. There was none of that. And the question is
none of that. Yep, exactly. And there were no barriers put up, or as you would expect in a situation like that, to say, you can't go any further, or none of that. So a friend and I go ahead of Larvita and them, and we run to up there, and it's, you know, again, no police, no nothing.
When you
right
say
there.
Run up there now, you're talking about running up the Capitol steps, right?
Is that what it was? Yeah, yeah. And she and I get separated, and I go up these one steps to, a flat area, and I noticed there's somebody taking and bashing something and trying to break a glass. And I hear people saying, stop him, he's Antifa. But they're not doing anything. So I'm like, why? So I just automatically try to run up there. Then I see somebody else come up, grab him, and then as he's trying to stop that man from breaking the window, two other people two other Antifa people try to pull him off of the one Antifa guy that was smashing the window. So I charge and I attack the man, the Antifa guy that had the hat on, helmet on. And there's a scuffle. And then they're like, no, we're all on the same team. The crowd is all yelling at each other. And I'm like, no. Mainly the Antifa guys. They're like, we're on the same team. I'm like, no, we're not on the same team. We're not. Patriots don't come to stuff like this and destroy property. I said, Patriots don't bring that kind of a instrument here to break the window. And I said, he's not Antifa, get him out of here. But, you know, maybe use some more colorful words. And threw the man off there, okay? And then late, like, as we're there, another guy comes along, and I'm like, and he looks like he's going to try to break that window. And they're like, no, no, he's not doing anything. Next thing I know, he is. And so I take that guy and throw him down. And then you see, like, people, they have a sledgehammer, a big, huge sledgehammer. Now, no patriot, no real constitutional, God-fearing patriot is going to walk around with a ginormous sledgehammer to go see, like, President Trump and then walk all the way to the Capitol with it. There's no way. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up, you know? And anyway, so they're pushing to, like, get in, which I confess, I admit, I was pushing to get in because I'm assuming it's just another doorway to go up to the next level of the tier, okay? But this doorway, there's police there, and they're spraying mace. And it was open, right? Because when I say doorway, it's just like an arch. It's an arch thing. It was open. There was no doors that I saw, and people are cramming and pushing and cramming and pushing to get in. If I get closer, my shoes fall off, and my coat was like around my waist and came off. And my coat had my cell phone, it had my driver's license, and it had like my U.S. bank card. And I'm getting beat in the head with a metal baton by the police, and I'm getting massively sprayed with pepper spray by the police. And next thing I know, I'm in the police being, like, pushed backwards, like ping pong of sorts. And next thing I know, I'm in the state capitol. In it. And I'm the only one.
And the reason you say next thing you know is because you're being pushed back and forth in this massive crowd.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you end up inside, although, you know, you're going in for a completely different reason than the circumstances you were in. And then you're in the Capitol, but not under the understanding that you started with.
No, exactly. Not even close to what I thought. I was thinking maybe it's another, because you go up this in this door to go through the army steps to get up to a level. And there was a level above us. So I'm assuming maybe that you go in there and that's another level to go to the top, like next level. I'm not wholly aware that this is the state capitol entrance, one of them, you know. And then I'm ping ponged in, and then I'm not arrested because they don't charge me with anything, huh? And then there were massive police. Inside of that state capitol, and not just the police, there were National Guard in there. Like, these guys, they had no idea how, the amount of police that were in there. The Patriot people are people, and even Antifa people outside, or whoever. The amount that I saw on every single level, massive police and National Guard. And so they put me in these, what do you call them? Zip ties of sorts, these zip ties.
Okay, so they use ties and handcuff you, basically.
Yeah, but there was no metal handcuffs. But
right,
there
I understand. Zip tie
right.
Cuffs, I get it.
Yep. Now, mind you, I have no shoes on. And I'm in that the state capitol, and the floor is sopping wet with water. Like someone had hosed the floor down. Yeah, it was sopping wet. Everywhere I walk, I'm walking in wet. It was really weird. And I see all the police and the riot gear and all this stuff. And they have us, they keep moving me around because they don't know where to who to hand me to. Or I keep getting switched from one police officer to another. And on top of it, like, I'm super maced up and they start coughing from the mace, you know? And then they try to say, where do you want us to take her? Now, when I was there, I didn't see a whole lot of people, you know, like that they were arresting or detaining. There was just people. I'm like, where did they come from? Because they weren't maced. These people weren't maced that were in these white bracelets. They looked like, I don't know. It was kind of weird. But anyway, so there's maybe 10 of us, and we each are assigned a police officer, and they kept switching police officers with me for some reason. I don't know. And, Because I was made, probably, yeah. And so they're trying to say, like, you can't, I hear them on their walkie-talkies. They said that they're going to have mass arrests. So I'm assuming that what they're going to do is try to surround the Capitol and mass arrest everybody who's there. But I don't know how that turned out because that didn't happen. But that's what I heard them talking about on their thing. So there was no doors that they said that they could take us out of. So they had me go down. They had us go down in a tunnel, like under the state capitol.
Yes, there's tunnels under the Capitol. That's right.
Yeah, well, I wasn't aware of that. And so
you sure are now, sister.
Yeah. And so as we're walking in the tunnels, massive lined up row after row of police and National Guard are down there. And as we're walking, then we get taken I'm sorry?
Keep going. Oh. You're doing perfect.
Okay. So as we're walking, then we finally make it to an area that we can go out the door. And as soon as we come out, here's like a, I want to say like, I don't know what they call them, like a paddy wagon. And right there is all the media. Like, well, not all, but a couple media. News, TV news of some sort, cameras.
Yeah, perfectly set up to make sure they get some live shots of the criminals. You know what I'm talking about? All right.
Exactly. Exactly, which I thought was odd because if the police are supposedly having a hard time finding ways to take us out, how is it possible that the one place that they say take a tunnel and we'll get a paddy wagon there or whatever, and all of a sudden there's already media there? That
yeah.
makes no sense to me.
All right.
Yeah.
So where do they eventually take you?
To some precinct. It was across from the Union. It was a precinct across from Union Station.
Okay, and then what do they do? Do they finally just say, "Hey, we're going to let you go"?
No, they. Well, when we so as they didn't ask me any questions. They didn't read me any rights. They didn't say that I did anything wrong. Right, that whole time. When we get to the precinct, still nothing. Right. But then finally, they have. There was one other lady that was. There, the rest were just a couple of old guys that were detained or whatever you want to call it. So we go in and they ask me my name. I tell them. That's another reason why I'm being vocal about this, because they already have my name. They asked my name 3 times. They asked my social security number 3 times. They asked my address 3 times. I've, you know, made some bad choices in my life. I've been arrested before. So some of the questions that they're asking, I'm just being honest. Some of the questions that they're asking, they're not asking.
If you made mistakes before in your life and those are already resolved, I'm not interested in that.
No, I'm just saying. What do you say? I'm sorry. What did you say?
I just said if you've had past issues when you were younger or whatever, and they've all been resolved, I and they should not be interested in that.
Oh yeah, exactly. But what I'm saying is some of the questions, like if they're going to arrest me, they didn't ask me those questions.
Sure.
So they were already planning to, like, whatever they're doing. I don't know what they were doing, but they made sure they got my name, my address, and my social security number 3 times. Okay? And I assume that's important because of the fact that I'm figuring they're going to make an example out of me and out of that this older lady, you know? And I just assume that already. So basically, then they have me sign some paper. I didn't read it. And they have me sign another paper. I didn't read it. And there's
Congress doesn't read anything either, so you're
we'll
in good company.
Go.
All right, hang tight. Victoria, stay there. Got a quick break. I'll have you finish up. We'll let you fly. Lil Nelson is straight ahead. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Trump, in a video on Thursday, condemned the mob that violently stormed the U.S. Capitol one day earlier, saying the rioters defiled the seat of American democracy.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
President Trump Thursday acknowledged that all avenues of his election challenge have been exhausted, and he will commit to a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power on the 20th. Quote, to all my wonderful supporters, I know you're disappointed, but I also want you to know that our incredible journey is only just beginning. End quote. A U.S. Capitol police officer has died of a medical episode after clashes with Stop the Steal protesters in the Capitol building Wednesday. Reuters is reporting Officer Brian Sicknick had suffered a stroke and later died from the episode. Elon Musk, the entrepreneur behind Tesla Incorporated and SpaceX, is now the richest person in the world. Elon Musk surpassed Amazon's Jeff Bezos on Bloomberg's Billionaire Index, a ranking of the world's 500 wealthiest people. Elon's net worth hit a staggering $188.5 billion. On Thursday, a Twitter account called Tesla Owners of Silicon Valley shared the news of the 49-year-old. It was a simple response from Mr. Musk, quote, how strange. Well, back to work. USA Radio News.
Live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Victoria, firsthand witness at the Capitol, telling you that, hey, it wasn't Trump supporters doing the violence and creating mayhem. Literally, it was cops involved in the thing. Seems like they were in the know and involved, grabbing her, putting her in zip ties, driving her straight through the media op to a precinct, asking her a bunch of questions, and then really eventually they let her go. Finish the questions that you were asked really quick, Victoria.
Okay. They just asked my name, my address, and my social security number. That's all they wanted to know. And if you know, that's it. That's all they wanted to know.
And then they just let you go?
Yeah, they said that they don't have any. There's no arresting officer. There's no reason to charge me for anything, and that I was free to go. And had me sign two papers, which I did not read, which, you know, yeah.
And you didn't read because of circumstances. You were pressed into it. You were panicked. You were freaked out.
Yep.
Circumstantially, you're just like,
I was bleeding from the head. You know, I had been hit on the head multiple times with a metal baton.
So I got a question. Are you going to sue the cops?
No. Nope.
All right. I'm just wondering. The cops are beating everybody up. Maybe somebody ought to sue them, you know?
Right. But
all right. Any final details we should know?
Oh yeah, the hardest hit I got on the head from the police was from an officer that I said you took an oath to the Constitution. He's like said some colorful words to me and made sure he hit me hard enough to break bust my head. So
all
apparently
right.
he wasn't happy with that.
All right. So tell me what you know about the Antifa or the bad people there. I mean, you saw people destroying property, but do you know who they were?
Yes.
How do we know they were Antifa or BLM or something? Obviously, the circumstances are odd, to say the least, but how much do we know, right?
Right. Like I said, obviously, you get a sense of who's patriot and for real and who's not. Definitely the man had the helmet. You know, like if you ever watched, I always watch those live streams of, protests and of Antifa to get an idea. And you see kind of, they almost even kind of move strategically, militarily. But they're skinny little. If you look at their build and their makeup, not to say that's all the case, but it's kind of, it seems a little commonplace with them. This man was skinny, very skinny. And when he said, "Oh, I'm a patriot. I'm a patriot." The way he said it, and the fact, no patriot has to say, "I'm a patriot. I'm a patriot." You just know. You know, we have a different kind of a mannerism about ourselves. This man, he what he was wearing, and the stuff that he had to break the window. That's not something that patriots do. That's not something that we don't work like that.
Yeah, and I'm wondering how you get so close to the Capitol with such hardware in the first place. That's a whole nother topic. Victoria, thank you. We'll be in touch
next week
for more details. We appreciate you. All right, we pray that you heal quickly.
Oh, thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Yep, bye-bye.
There she goes. Victoria, Lowell Nelson, your response.
Well, very interesting. Occasionally, she kept saying the state capitol, but she meant the
she means the federal capitol.
Yeah, the federal capitol. Okay, good. Well, I think she's spot on. There is a distinct difference between Antifa types and patriots. And much of the video that I saw yesterday, as I was reviewing them, because I was watching a lot of, I don't know, 10, 20 clips. Matches what she says. There are a lot of patriots there who tried to prevent destruction of property. The Antifa types would come. They came with weapons such as hammers, batons, and rifles, and so forth that were intended to. Well, not the rifles, but the batons and the sledgehammers and the they were long sticks, heavy metal sticks. I guess you'd call that a baton. They came prepared with those, armed with those, to do damage. And the real patriots, the ones who were true Trump supporters, true patriots, true Constitution loving, liberty loving people, they were the ones who tried to keep the Antifa types back from damaging the building or from engaging in violence with the police. And so, what she just said, in person squares perfectly with the video that I reviewed yesterday, the videos, multiple videos taken around the Capitol building, in the Capitol building, and so forth. So I'm here to tell you that basically what I saw and what I've heard this morning matches up. It squares nicely with what really happened. And so we're left with the question, Sam, what was the attack on the Capitol yesterday? Was it Trump supporters, or was it a false flag event designed to turn the average viewer against the patriots and against the Trump supporters? And if I were to answer my own question, I would have to say that it was a false flag event designed, planned way ahead of time, and orchestrated by I don't know whether it's the deep state or by George Soros type or who it was, but it was designed by those who wanted some really bad publicity for Trump supporters and for the patriot community. Now, one would have to ask, well, why did they want that? Well, we can make some speculations. For example, Vice President Pence, who has been portrayed by spun by the corporate media as a betrayer of Trump. That's the way the mainstream media portrayed him. But Vice President Pence actually declared that he would allow full speeches regarding vote fraud in in those six battleground states, as long as there was one senator and one representative who filed objections to the certification of the election in those states. And that was beginning. That happened for Arizona. And it was going to happen for the other five states, right? Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and so forth. But that all got short-circuited, Sam, right? I mean, that got short-circuited by this.
Yeah, not only did it get short-circuited, but they literally doubled down and finalized everything at 4 in the morning while all Americans were asleep, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, they came back into session very much later in the evening. They did not have the testimony presented. They had a bunch of arguments, I think, but they didn't have the testimony about vote fraud presented, which really, there were a number of senators, a number of representatives prepared to explain the vote fraud. Well, they never got a chance. Why? Because of the fire in the Reichstag. This is a false flag event, very similar to the Reichstag, a false flag event that gave Hitler control over Germany, you know? And at least in my opinion, Sam, I think that's what happened yesterday, or on the 6th.
Yeah, the Capitol siege, who is responsible, ladies and gentlemen, we're not getting the true narrative. And one of the things that Victoria and Larvita and several of these other people that I've had literally come live on the radio and testify to their personal experiences of what had happened, the latest one being Victoria, first-hand witness, tells her story of what she personally experienced at the U.S. Capitol. Look, she's saying there was Antifa and bad people there that were trying to destroy things. There were a lot of patriots that tried to stop them. And she's basically saying, look, the cops were there in mass. The idea that there wasn't enough cops there and they were overrun is bogus. She got beat up by the cops. Another gentleman that testified yesterday got sprained his wrist by the cops. The cops, by the way, are the only ones that literally shot someone. An American lady got shot. She was a former veteran, 14-year veteran. She got shot by the cops. So, you know, it's hard to say who's doing the violence and the vandalism, but, you know, when you got Lavoie Finicum, the only one in the Ammon Bundy scenario that got shot, the answer is government did the shooting. In this case, government did the shooting. There now. And you look at that and you go, okay, wait a minute. When you start to look at the timeline and you start to say, hey, they claimed that there was riots early before everybody else really left the rally, you kind of go, what's up? Excuse me. What's up with that?
Well,
and so most of the patriots weren't there to even witness and tell the story. But when Victoria literally says she got beat up by the cops, zip-tied, taken underground through a tunnel, and she emerges to a media frenzy, and then she gets let go with no arrest, nothing. At some point, you kind of go, what on earth is going on? That's first-hand witness on Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Who's providing coverage like that, Lowell?
Yeah, you're one of the few, Sam.
That's because this is Liberty Roundtable. When we come back, we got a lot to cover with Lowell, and I'm sorry to take up so much of Lowell's time with her story, but it was worth it. And we'll get back. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org on your radio.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
One thing 2020 has made crystal clear. For liberty lovers, hope lies where it always has, in our own hands. So join us at Liberty Hall on Saturday, January 16th for a preparedness fair with speakers on topics from health to food growing, prepping supplies, first aid, self-reliance, and more. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 16th. Go to lovingliberty.net. That's lovingliberty.net. The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
All right, Lowell Nelson, Campaign for Liberty.org with me. Capital Siege, who is responsible? I hope we get the answers to that. There was like 68 people arrested. There was only a few hundred that literally went into the Capitol. Some went in, they say, not intentionally, or at least not with the reasons claimed. How about the congressional count of electoral votes? Lowell, do you want to kind of mention that real fast?
Yeah, before going on to that, Sam, I just wanted to add one more testimony to what went on there. You know, Delaine England and Tina Orlocker and several others from here flew back there.
Yeah, there's people from Utah that we know well. Go ahead.
Very well. She writes this. Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned her name because I don't have her permission to say this, but she just said, you know, that she was among those who got incapacitated with tear gas. And so she said basically incapacitated for about 15 minutes and then we recovered, had no idea that Antifa broke in on the other side. So she was on one side and Antifa type broke in on the other, or that anyone had broken in. It seemed the tear gas was so over the top, but seeing what Antifa incited on the front side, security was committed to keeping them out. There was nothing like that on the back side. And there were guys in respirators and helmets. They were trying to get the Trump supporters to breach. They were absolutely inciting them. Unfortunately, it appears that some good people got caught up in it. And so, basically, she's just adding her testimony, basically, to the fact that that the police were wanting, they were inciting riots. They were trying to get people to enter in the Capitol so that they could have their photo op events and say that the Capitol was under siege. So. No question in my mind, Sam, that this was orchestrated, a false flag event, and there's one service that we could do for America. It would be to help people understand that false flag events happen and have happened throughout history. We're talking about every civilization, every culture probably on Earth, where government becomes onerous, becomes tyrannical. False flag events have been used throughout history to incite, to inflame the people's opinion against the good guys. Right? That's what false flag events are for. False flag events started, got people so angry at Japan that we entered the Second World War. Right? That's when Roosevelt, FDR, declared war on Japan. That was a false flag event. Pearl Harbor was a false flag event. Not many people know that, but that is what happened. And there have been multiple, we're talking hundreds of false flag events over the years, over the centuries, and people need to understand that it's just a tool of government. It's a tool of tyranny. And we would do ourselves a great service by helping other people, our fellow citizens, understand that. We really need we probably have to spend a whole session on all of the false flag events and, you know, talk about some of the major ones in some detail to help people catalyze that in their mind, you know, cement that in their mind. It would be a really good radio show, Sam, and it would be a great service to our fellow countrymen, I think.
Amen. We will break out a couple of hours to get that done very soon, ladies and gentlemen. Evidence mounts of a Capitol Hill false flag event is my headline for this, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious business, and these witnesses cannot be dismissed. Okay, these are people who have taken their own video. They couldn't get their video out immediately because, hey, all communications were blocked, according to some of the witnesses. There was an intentional shutdown of communications. Why did President Trump tweet out, hey, let's, go home? Well, how are the people going to see that who are at the Capitol if it's rioting and crazy and the communications are shut down? So there's all kinds of weird anomalies here. I don't know what happened because I wasn't there. Do I believe some Trump supporters got caught up in the melee mob mentality? I'm sure the answer is yes. But to suggest this is Trump supporters and that everybody at the Capitol was just rioting and crazy, not even close to true. There were thousands at Trump's speech and on the mall. Most people left after the mall. Some people went to the Capitol. Several thousand. I don't know how many. But only a couple of hundred got into the Capitol at all. Many of them with good intent. But it was absolutely, you know what? The game changed, as Victoria testified. And when the game changed, then about 68 people got arrested. How many of those are going to be Antifa or Black Lives Matter or funded by whom? Are we going to really trace the money of who was there and how they got there and why and what, et cetera? That's the real question, ladies and gentlemen. What's going to happen, right? What are the charges and consequences after arrests going to be, right? Are we going to really get the bottom of this? You know, Trump says they will pay. Well, Trump doesn't know. He's on his way out. Now, did Trump concede to Biden? He condemned the Capitol riot. Well, I condemn riots too. But what I don't do is let them blame it on my supporters as a mass statement and then not respond to it. Trump didn't respond really at all. He said, my wonderful supporters, but he didn't say, hey, we need to carry on. There's vote fraud here. They have now passed, Joe Biden into office without following the protocols we discussed. Mike Pence failed. He didn't stand up and stop it for an audit. But he also didn't deliver the debates that were promised. Everybody was panicked and freaked out. They did it in the middle of the night. Why not let people take a breather? Why not put it on hold for a day or two and say, let's get to the bottom of who did what? Okay, they're already starting to release names of so-called Trump supporters that they want you to believe are white supremacists or wackos. But I submit to you, out of the hundreds that went into the Capitol, and the 68 that were arrested, they're cherry-picking the ones that they can make look the worst, the ones that have other agendas in mind, personal aggrandizement, or ones that don't look very put together to make Trump supporters look bad. And they're burying the whole story here. The media is doing it. But even Donald Trump now has fallen into their hands, in my opinion. He's literally basically saying, hey, we want peace and reconciliation. I agree. But I don't know that I want that, ladies and gentlemen, at the expense of burying the election fraud, at the expense of blaming it all on Trump supporters with a broad brush to the point where, hey, even Sam Bushman for covering it and Lowell Nelson, well, golly, they're Trump supporters and they're guilty. They're insurrectionists as well. Remember, I just told you that Barack Obama said, hey, it's the media apparatus that's pro-Trump that's responsible for this. Okay, you can't let those things go. But Donald completely capitulates and melts down, in my opinion. And I don't think that we ought to do that at the expense of these things. I don't want the violence either. But I also don't want to say because there were a couple of bad apples that ruined the apple cart, that now we're just going to capitulate on everything and we're going to just going to go away and put our tail between our legs and say, golly, I guess the bad guy, we better heal the nation. I want to heal the nation, but not at the expense of criminal activity and secret combinations, Lowell.
Well, and there's a huge amount of hypocrisy, a double standard there, too. I mean, it was sickening, in my opinion, when I heard, you know, legislators like Mitt Romney and Chuck Schumer and those types who have supported every war we've been in, have supported all the bombing, the arms sales to Saudi Arabia, the killing, the genocides in Yemen, and yet they have the gall to stand up and express shock and dismay, how heartbroken they are that protesters got into the Capitol building. It's just stunning to me, Sam, that these hypocrites up there would say such, would feign such shock at somebody getting in the Capitol building when they have been aiding and abetting the killing of thousands and thousands of people in foreign lands, our brothers and sisters in the Middle East, maiming many of them, hurting our own troops because they get the orders to drop the bombs. They get the orders to fly the drones. They're the ones who receive and execute the orders to kill people. And here they're a little upset about
it. And we're not defending the violence or the bad things that happened, ladies and gentlemen, but let's put it in perspective. Rush Limbaugh went on his program and said, I'm sure glad the patriots of the revolution didn't feel like a little bit of violence was a bad thing. Now, I think that's a little bit of a mixed-up narrative by Rush, but I get the point, which is, you know, are we going to just drop because they created a false flag designed to make it? Are we just going to say, okay, you know what, Joe Biden's the guy now, forget the election fraud discussions. Hey, yeah, Trump supporters are all bad and evil. Golly, how dare them? What an awful bunch of people. That's not really the narrative or the truth at all. Are we going to let that happen, or are we going to, in the media, stand up and get witnesses like Victoria and Delane and many others to say, hey, here's what really happened? And are we going to get enough media to force that into the discussion and the narrative? Are we going to discuss that the Capitol siege, who was responsible? Evidence mounts of a Capitol Hill false flag event. Will there be charges and consequences for those who were after arrests or not? Are we just going to kind of wash it away? Are Trump supporters the only ones that are going to be in jail and the other guys are running free for the next abusive, hostile riot? Congressional count of electoral votes. Are we going to say, wait a minute, you know what? We want to even recall that, you guys. You promised 2 hours of debate on everything. That never happened. You promised evidence. No one did that at 4 a.m. No one got any information out about the vote fraud that was intended. That got all washed under the rug or swept under the rug. All right, how about rumors of invoking 25th Amendment and impeachment against Donald Trump? Both of those things are being discussed right now, too. How dare them when there's, 12 days left? You know, can't they just let the man leave in dignity? Donald Trump did not create an insurrection or a violence. He didn't recommend or suggest violence in any way, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be clear, okay? And if I talk about pro-life events, then somebody goes up an abortion, blows up an abortion clinic, can you say, because I talk about pro-life, that I'm responsible? See, this quantum leap is a serious, serious concern. And then they literally say it's a permanent ban on Donald Trump for Facebook and Twitter. Trump locked indefinitely from Instagram, Twitter, possibly even, or Instagram and Facebook, possibly even Twitter. Well, lol, what's going to happen then with that? And we've got a serious bunch of problems here that we're leaving on the table if we just capitulate and walk away.
Right. And yeah, we can't let that happen. We've got to stay strong. I mean, my hope would be that Trump and his team would continue to investigate the fraud that was conducted during the election and bring those people to justice. But when you have a Justice Department that works with you know, the Antifa types and BLM types, orchestrates these types of things, then it's going to be pretty hard to do that. You know, I don't know that the Justice Department is responsible for that or could have controlled that, but, you know, I tend to believe that's what happened because, you know, who else is going to order D.C. police to let the protesters in to incite them to riot, right? I mean, who did that? Was that the mayor of D.C.? Was that the Justice Department? I don't know, but these questions have to be answered, Sam, and I just hope that in the next few days that there will be some serious investigation.
I pray so, but predict we're too paranoid, too scared now to take up the fight, because if I say fight, they say you're riotous, you're an insurrectionist, you're a whatever, and that's the big lie. Ladies and gentlemen, when Trump is blocked indefinitely from this and you can't really hear from the president much, wow, now all the different Trump secretaries and supporters and people in the cabinet are resigning. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos resigns, among others. Again, I don't know about you, but I don't think that you ought to abandon Trump when he needs it. I'm disappointed in his capitulation. I think we need to stand strong, reject violence, but truly get to the bottom of these secret combinations.
See, and I don't think that his aides, his staffers, his cabinet members have been watching any of the alternative media. All they've been watching is CNN and Fox and all the corporate press. For them to make a decision like Betsy DeVos to resign based on that, that's incredible to me. She should be listening to alternative media.
That's what false flags do. They become basically tyrannical and all-encompassing. That's what we've got to reject, and we got to look at it honestly and reject violence and criminal activity, but stand for the rule of law. Lowell, thank you, sir. God save the Republic.